I think I might go way back because I always had this interest in music since I was a kid. Just enjoyed playing on a lot of synthesizers and keyboards. Really loved the electronic sounds, and in the school lunch breaks I always went to the music room and played drums on my own. So I just always knew that I liked, that's what I wanted somehow. But I mean, I guess when I became older, I started to use, I bought a computer and, you know, I downloaded GarageBand and just started exploring the music and writing songs and producing. There's so many opportunities in music programs. You can do a lot of things. So I was just using the first years just to explore. And I think I went through a lot of different periods. Like when I started out, it was a lot of electronic sounds that I used because I just started knowing how to use them. And then for my latest album, I kind of moved more into like a acoustic kind of environment and working with acoustic instruments, but within the computer, so yeah.
Do you have some incredible contemporaries that you worked with at university, if I'm correct? Fine, ML Bush, Astrid Seld. I feel it here in Tamaki Makaurau that a lot of the people in bands here are often collaborating and making music together, and that kind of intimacy between people within those creative friendships often bleed into each other's work. And I was wondering if that applies to you and the people in your space and how those relationships have fueled your own music making.
We became a bit better at working directly with each other, writing songs, so music together. I mean, I've spend a lot of time with these women just to getting like to get feedback for like demos or helping out with like the sequence of the songs for my album, and because I really trust their ideas and opinions. They have meant a lot to me in terms of guiding me in my own work if there is something that I was in doubt about. But I would really love to work a bit more closer with them to creating some songs, but I just think we're all like really busy right now, so everyone is away all the time, so it's really difficult to sit down and write something together. I met Astrid Sonne.
Sorry.
And Emil Buch. No, it's okay. I met them in 2016 at the conservatory. Then we got friends, and then, you know, Clarisse Connelly and Henriette Motzfeldt from Smerz started the year after. Like, morphed in. And I know I've actually known Fine for a lot of years before the conservatory, but not that well. So it just made sense to get to know each other better when we started there.
It's so beautiful to hear. We're so far away from your environment, but all of, I think me and my co-host really love all of this music, and it's been so lovely reading and hearing that you all kind of know each other and make music together, and it makes so much sense. You've spoken previously about, I don't know if this is the correct word, but the fleeting nature of making music, and have in the past taken more extended breaks from making music.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could speak to maybe that journey of, you know, coming back to it and what that space did for you as an artist.
I've used a lot of years just to like exploring the more hands-on thing that I could do with music. I'm also a very, not impulsive, maybe that's the right word. I just do what I like and I don't think about it that much. And that's also a very, very nice feature in when I create music within the process. I just find myself somewhere where I didn't really have been taking like time to think about what I really like. And yeah, how I wanted to work, how I wanted myself to sound, if it makes sense. I just released like a lot of music just because I liked it. But yeah, it was just really nice to think a bit more about in details of what I wanted.
Between the release of your last full-length album, When You Wake Up, there's been a couple of years, and within those years you've also become a mother. And I was just wondering how those really big aspects of your personal life have flowed on into your music making.
I think when I became, like, I made the album before I became a mother, so yeah, I just put the album for mastering 2 weeks before I gave birth. So all of the songs there, a lot of them was done while I was pregnant. But, and then when that my daughter came out, I've been touring a lot and trying to explore that part of the work as well, to translate the album into a live performance. So I haven't really got the chance yet to sit down and write some new music after I became mother. So yeah, but I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm going to take the rest of the year just to focus on being home with my family and writing music.
When you are in that more creative space and writing music, what does that process look like? And if you could describe maybe even like the feelings that you get when you're kind of sitting down to write, and what that looks like for you.
I'd like to have some sort of frame, but a frame to be intuitive and impulsive in, if it makes sense. I'm always having an idea. I want this texture to be mixed with this, and then I make a long droney thing, and then I just jam, or being intuitive on top of that. But the harmonies and melodies always comes first for me, and then the lyrics afterwards. I feel much more in the music when I just listen to the sounds and the melodies, and then the lyrics it's always something that I listen to in the end. But it doesn't mean that they're not important for me. But I always try to fit my lyrics within the music. And then also a lot of the ideas for the lyrics comes up, because I get inspired by the sounds, if it makes sense.